Hello and a warm welcome to session 11. This session is called the Three R's to Recovery. In the school days of the 60s and 70s, teachers and parents used to bang on about the importance of the three R's: reading, writing, and arithmetic. Of course, those topics didn't actually begin with R, so it was a jokey way to get pupils to notice that very point. In our recovery pathway, the three R's stand for review, refresh, and reinforce. A little system that, when you adopt it in recovery, will be a key to awareness, learning, and progress. When I mention learning here, it's not the lifeless, sterile, futile, quickly forgotten stuff that's crammed into the mind of the poor, helpless student, tied into his seat by ironclad bonds of conformity. I'm talking about positive learning. That insatiable curiosity that drives you to discover what will be useful and essential to regain your well-being. It's the kind of drawing in from the outside to become a real part of your life going forward. Do you find the being patient part of recovery challenging? Well, checking your progress will help you with that. The starting point for this three-part process is to review where you are right now. Review. Why do we need to review? It allows you the opportunity to recognize how far you've come and provides the ability to measure your progress. It's also easy to focus on what is not happening for us at the moment, isn't it? Completing and submitting your health profile reviews and your symptom impact questionnaires at 3-month intervals is an integral part of the recovery pathway. They give you something to compare your progress to in regaining quality of life and percentages in symptom reduction. Each time you send these in, it will allow us to support you to actually measure your progress. You'll receive a milestone certificate from the recovery team. These are really uplifting and will be a great source of encouragement for you to continue and get to choose how you reward yourself to celebrate. As you review, you will be astounded by how differently you are thinking and feeling compared with the early days of the program. The second step is refresh. Here is your opportunity to refresh your memory about the exercises that you will have tackled so far. It's really common to have skipped a couple of them because they didn't seem relevant at the time. When we skip a step, it's a bit like making a cake and leaving out the eggs. All too often, the reason for this is that we aren't really in the right place mentally and physically at the time that they were presented to us. Going back and refreshing yourself on the ones you did or missed is so useful and can give you an aha moment. This step often highlights something necessary for recovery that we are resisting. And because we are a little further along now, we will be more ready to look at it and implement a change. The other thing that often happens is we find something that works and stop doing it the instant we feel better. Have you ever been to a doctor with a sore throat or infection, got pretty quick results with the treatment, and then found yourself forgetting or stopping taking the antibiotics once the immediate pain has gone? With fatigue-related illness, this can be a strategy that sabotages your progress. It's really important to realise that we can't afford to stop doing the things that improve how we feel. The last R is reinforce. This is vital because it's all about behaviour change. At school or on a training course, quizzes or exams are there to check that we have absorbed new information, and we usually revise in preparation for them. In this case, you'll be delighted to know there's no exam. However, did you know it has been discovered that we may have to hear something up to 7 times for that information to become internalized and embedded? Permanent behavior change only happens when new thought patterns have formed deep grooves into our neural pathways in the brain. So, as you will have gleaned from the content in the past few weeks, recovery is dependent on making significant changes. New ideas and behaviours are suggested and sown like little seeds in your brain. They need to be nurtured until you fully embrace them. And when this happens, you will incorporate new choices automatically that serve your recovery, and your health will blossom as a result. Sounds easy, doesn't it? The truth is, we are creatures of habit, and we slip back into what is normal for us, even if it has a negative consequence. This is what causes the relapse and remission cycle. Elaine has a couple of examples to share with you. She says, "It's so easy when you start feeling a bit better to stop doing the things that actually got you to where you are now. I remember that when I stopped writing in my journal, I didn't have as much balance in my life as I needed. Something I also noticed was that if something was bothering me, emotional or a situation I didn't know how to deal with, I would sometimes end up working and keep myself busy to avoid facing up to the changes that needed to be made. I would get so involved in what I was doing that I didn't really have time to think about it. At the time, it felt like it was helping, but in the end, it affected my health again. This is something I really have to keep an eye on, as there are always going to be situations that are not easy to deal with in life, or things you are not sure how to resolve. But by hiding them behind being busy made things worse for me. I saw how it can lead to a relapse if you're overdoing it and not dealing with the issues you're avoiding. Is this something that you do? Work was my go-to for avoiding things. You may avoid things in other ways. Start to note how you avoid dealing with issues that need your attention. I found, more often than not, once they're dealt with, it was a huge relief, and they were never as bad as I imagined them to be in the first place. Remember that your emotions can really drive your behaviours, so be aware of them and let them in. Learning to let yourself feel whatever it is you need to feel and sit with it or journal about it will help you make the changes you need to make. When I thought I was completely well, I had returned to working as a coaching consultant. I loved the work and was asked to head up an exhibition at the Vitality Show in London. It was a 4-day event, so I had to source and train the crew, which was about 30 people. I was really excited. This event marked my full recovery, and I was very clear that I would not be available for all 4 days, as it was physically too demanding. Guess what? I allowed others to persuade me that I would be fine. So I agreed to do all 4 days, and on day 3, I woke with a severe sore throat, felt very unwell, and completely lost my voice. My body is not willing to compromise and will not let me get away with it. It has much more wisdom than either my ego or my brain. Luckily for me, I recognised my body was protecting me, and I learned very quickly that I would never do that again, and I haven't. I am very vocal now. I can say no to even the most persuasive person. A good ethos is, no, I'm not prepared to jeopardise my health, no matter how tempting the opportunity is. Be very selective about where you invest your energy. There will always be someone out there who will push you. In my experience, those people often take very poor care of their own health and well-being. This is your test. Remember, it's not them who will have to deal with all of the misery of being bedbound or sofa-bound. It's you. So why did I say yes? I was talking to a dear friend who had lost her home after going bankrupt. She said that since that terrible time, she had not gone even one penny overdrawn. She now has her new home and is super vigilant about her finances. I realise now that I had only accepted I needed to change my behaviour at a surface level. Now I have internalised it. Nothing will induce me to compromise my health. Here is a little well-being creed to live by, and it starts with another R you might want to write out and keep it with you. Ready? Refocus thoughts of illness to visions of health. Energy is a precious resource. Use it wisely. Create and say positive affirmations daily. overcome the need to say yes to everyone. Vigilance pays off. Nurture yourself. Eat healthy foods. Resistance shows up when you need to change. You are unique and deserve a healthy, joyful life. Overview. Today is a complete stock take of everything you have achieved so far. Today, you will refresh your memory, review your progress, and underpin all the changes that get results. In session one, you wrote your promise to myself. It's time to read it. Have you honored your commitment to you? Review the top tips. Round up and tick the ones you are doing and celebrate your successes so far. Identify any challenges you're still working on. Today's expert interview is with Diana Powley, who shares with us how she went from wheelchair-bound with ME to supreme health. These stories inspire us so much, don't they? Wherever you are on the pathway, each little step that you take, you can share on the Facebook forum and inspire someone else who is just starting out. In the exercises today, we invite you to submit your health profile review and score your second SIQ. Imagine you are writing My Journey to Super Health, the story so far. Send your reviews in to us and receive your first recovery milestone certificate. Enjoy this week. It will reveal so much about you. I'm just going to go through a roundup of the top tips we have shared with you so far in the pathway. Tick the ones you are doing and celebrate your successes so far. Top tips for your mind. What is your feel-good music or downloads? Have you played them recently? Are you allowing your brain time off with no TV? Are you using scented candles or an oil burner? Have you read You Can Heal Your Life? Have you read The Secret? Have you watched the birds? Have you sat out in the sunshine? Now, let's remind you of top tips to support your body. Taking your temperature. What supplements are you taking? How about coenzyme Q10? What are you doing to move? Walking, stretching, yoga? Have you made changes to your diet? Have you cut down on exposure to computers and mobile phones? Now, a review of the tips we shared to uplift your spirit or soul. Are you using your daily meditation? Are you bathing by candlelight? Did you write to someone you feel lucky to have in your life and tell them why? Have you started your Happy Days scrapbook? Did you watch someone who lives in the moment? And it's time to refresh your mind on the top tip external world or environment. Did you notice what others say about your symptoms? Has it changed? How does the room you spend time in look? Did you make any plans for it, or have you changed it at all? Have you read Clear Your Clutter? Did you get some help decluttering yet? How much television are you watching? Have you cut down? So, how many did you do? It's time to celebrate your success. Imagine if you had never started this pathway, all of the seeds of health that you have sown would not be in place to germinate and blossom into health. Reinforce your good feeling and reward yourself. Call a friend and tell them about your progress or arrange something that makes you feel really good. You deserve it. And finally, a new top tip for this week. Revisit the course content regularly. You will notice things that you've skimmed over before. Write your story now. It will have new chapters as you progress even more. It is important to see where you are, and it could be the beginning of your book. As Harriet Beecher Stowe reminds us, when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you, till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. Have a great week of healthy steps to a joyful life, and I will be with you on session 13.